Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
cells at Lion.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Country artist Larry Berrio joins me today to discuss his music career and his latest CD, RPM, featuring the new single, which is now a video on CMT, Rocktown. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Larry Berrio. Hey there, Larry.
Hi, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Great to have you on the line.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I appreciate sort of doing this at the last minute. We had you scheduled a bit later in March, and you were able to get on. So thanks to you and to Lauren and Joe as well for all their help. We got things rolling now.
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Actually, I'm sitting here in my my promotional Ford Rocktown truck just downtown Sudbury right now, giving you a call from it.
Oh, very cool. I was just checking that online. Now, it looks really cool. So you're doing a radio tour, and it's in the Rocktown Ford truck, of course, named after your new single. How's that been going?
Oh, my God. It's just been incredible. It's been working on it for about 8 months. Just get authorization, you know, to get underneath under the ground, you know, at the mine sites. We got, you know, donated helicopters. We raised a pile of money with a lot of mining, you know, companies around here in town. You know, to shoot this video. So it's been a big project.
Yeah, I understand. I was actually, and I was going to congratulate you as well on Country Music News, which I just received. And there you are on the cover, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What an honor. Larry Delaney, you know, my manager, Jeff, have been in contact with him, you know, over the year. And, you know, just submitting photos of stuff that I've been at. And it, you know, ended up... I was in Ottawa, and Larry Delaney wanted to feature me on a cover of his magazine. So I was drove down to Ottawa and met up with radio stations along the way. And you know, what an honor, and especially to get two pages of full coverage of my career. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, very cool, and it covers lots of things. And just to get back to the video, I was reading in there just how you had this idea, and people around you didn't think it would be possible to film the video for Rocktown, actually going down into a working mine. So tell us sort of the obstacles that you face doing that.
Well, first of all, the general public is, you know, not allowed to go underneath underground. And you can imagine, you know, the safety training that, you know, the miners, the men and women that have to go through and pass through these certain amount of tests and have the proper equipment and everything to get underground. So it did take a lot of time. We were working with Valley Inco for the longest of times. And we finally got authorization to use their mine. And then throughout the, by the time we were ready to film, unfortunately, there was a labor strike that went on here. So we were kind of closed off from going into the mine. So we got another one, NORCAD training facilities, where they train all the miners. Mm-hmm. We got access to their mine to use their facilities. So that took a little bit, but we managed to get in there. And then a big sponsor of MTI, which is based out of Sudbury here, and they manufacture Scoop Trams, Mining Technologies Incorporated, and Redpath, which are two big mining companies, hopped on board, knew what I was doing. We approached them, and we put this whole marketing plan together and raised a really, you know, some really good money to be able to shoot this video.
Wow, that's awesome. And Rocktown, maybe you can explain sort of the meaning behind that. I guess that's to do with, that's sort of another nickname for the mines up in the Sudbury area?
Yeah, you know, and as I was doing it, it was initially, my dad is retired from the mines. I have, you know, neighbors, uncles that are all involved in the mining up here in Sudbury. And we are a mine town up here in Sudbury. But after doing some research about it, I wrote the song typically about Sudbury and the mining. Sudbury is not mentioned in the song, but it's just about the men and women that work underground and work in mines. And when I started doing research, I realized that There are over 500 mines across Canada that employ close to 2.5 million people that are directly involved in mines. We were just down on a radio tour down to London, Ontario, and even the DJs, the radio personnel down there, completely forgot about that they have a salt mine in Windsor, and they have another salt mine in Goderich, which are huge mines. We have potash mines in Saskatchewan. We have rock mines in the East Coast and the West Coast. We have a lot of mining across Canada.
Oh, for sure. So it's a song that a lot of people across Canada are either going to be able to relate to themselves, or they're going to know somebody in that situation that works in the mines.
Yeah, you know, it's something in Canada, and, you know, a lot of people can relate to farming as opposed to mining, but I don't think there's never been a song that was done about mining. This is the first music video ever shot underground on a mine site that's aired nationally.
Wow.
And the emails I've been getting, I've been featured in a mining magazine that's been distributed across North America, and I got an email on a special invitation to go and view their gold mine in Las Vegas, Nevada. They were just blown away by the video. They were so happy that, you know, finally a recording artist recognizes the miners. And, you know, I never expected that amount of feedback. But I'll tell you, it's been really, really incredible. And it's an honor for me to be able to represent the miners in this fashion.
Very cool. And that video has aired on CMT and obviously will continue to be in their rotation.
That's right. In the first 2.5 weeks, it's aired over 28 times on CMT at all prime locations.
Amazing.
You can get a sneak peek of the video at my website, larryberrio.com, and it's also on YouTube right now so that people can see. We shot two videos, actually, one for CMT and another video. It's actually called The Making of the Video, which is all behind the scenes.
Oh, good. A great idea. Now, I noticed looking in the Country Music News article, in one of the pictures, you're holding up some Alabama vinyls.
Yeah.
And I have all those. I was a huge fan in the 80s of Alabama, and I've got all those vinyl records. So they were an influence on you back in your teens when you were first getting into music?
Oh, yeah, large. I had every cassette of Alabama. I had the cassette. I wanted to get the albums, but... You know, cassettes was the new and the smallest thing. But I love
right.
the albums because the pictures are so big on them. But
yeah.
I was definitely a huge fan of Alabama. I had every single one of their albums. The first song I've ever learned how to play guitar on was Dixieland Delight. It's still one of my favorites to play. And
great song.
And I had the opportunity to see Alabama play here in Sudbury when Restless Heart opened up for them back in the early 80s. And I just had the opportunity this year. I was invited as a guest on Michael Waltrip's race team to go down to Talladega. And Randy Owen sang the national anthem at Talladega. And I had the opportunity to meet up with him, shake his hand, take a picture with him. And, wow, what a thrill that was.
That must have been to meet him. Wow.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Very
let
cool.
alone to be a guest down in Talladega. That was pretty incredible on its own,
yeah.
too. Yeah, so no, it's been a really, really good year. Right now, Rocktown, and according to Canadian independent songs, it is the second fastest charting song right now as the whole month of February going into to March. So I'm pretty proud about that. It's jumped literally. It's debuted at 51, and it's all the way at 33, and we're only going into our third week. So. There's a good potential that we can get a top 20, possibly even a top 10 hit with it.
That would be very cool. Well, Larry, let's share it now with our listeners. Now, I believe the writers on it are yourself, Gil Grand, and Brady Seals?
That's correct, yep.
Well, let's share it now for our listeners, and then we'll come back and talk about lots more. This is Larry Berrio and Rocktown here in the country.
Before that morning sun turns on, drive your truck up to the smokestack. Another dark day deep down in that mine shaft. Light up the dynamite, 'cause the night is Friday night.
And that is Larry Berrio here on In the Country with Rocktown. Currently a video on CMT and the song taken from his album entitled R.E.M. My pleasure to have Larry on the line. And we'll just let the music finish off here. Big finish. Very cool song, Larry.
Thank you. You
jumped in a bit early there.
Yeah, you got the version off the album. We did an edit for radio where we shortened the ending of the song there. But
right.
Yeah, that's Rocktown.
That is, yeah, that's a rockin' Rocktown song. You were talking about the first song you learned to play on the guitar being Alabama's Dixieland Delight. Can you remember the very first song you wrote?
Wow.
And if you want to bring it up and mention it.
Yeah, you know what? You're the first one to ever ask me that in an interview. And I kind of wrote a song, and I didn't really started the lyrics, and we did some, jammed away on a guitar with it. It was a song called Why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And
wow.
What was it about?
You know, I was just working on kind of like the chorus. And it was just like, you know, it just flowed all over the place, and I didn't really have a direction with it, but it just kind of flowed with my guitar playing, and it was just kind of like those weird, you know, Why songs. So it could have went into anywhere, and the song was never really finished. Well,
Too funny. Now, can you remember when you wrote the first song that when you were done, you thought, wow, this is something good, and this is something I want to share?
And that's the three songs that are on my album. Well, you know what? I co-wrote a song. It was my wife's idea. My wife, it was a big part of it. And we wanted to write a thank you song that you're not necessarily saying thank you in it. And we co-wrote it with a good friend of mine here, a French artist up here in Sudbury by the name of Chuck LaBelle. And we may bring that song out and put it on my next album. It's called Simple Words.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's just it's a nice ballad, and it's a song that typically that anybody can use it from a child thanking a mom for something, or it could be from, you know, a husband or a wife thanking each other to anything, and it was really cleverly wrote, and it was a very nice song.
Very cool. Well, we'll look forward to that one on a future CD. On this CD, there's a song on there which I just discovered recently, In the Rough, which... the global TV series, a lot of our listeners will have watched it, the outdoor show, Canada in the Rough, and your song became the theme song. Can you tell us how that happened?
Well, living up here in Northern Ontario, my dad is a hunter education instructor and a firearms license instructor through Justice Canada, and I became an instructor with him. So in the fall, I teach the hunter education courses and the firearms courses. From there, we went down to the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters Conference in Toronto, part of the Toronto Sportsman Show, and I met up with the crew from Canada in the Rough, and this was probably about 4 years ago. From there, they invited me as a guest on one of their episodes in Montebello, Quebec, and during around the campfire one night, Thomas Pigeon, the host of the show, said, if you're ever doing another album, you should keep in mind to write a theme song for our show. I always kept that in the back of my mind, so when I went down to Nashville, I told that to Gil, and he says, I got the perfect writer for you. So we, needless to say, we headed over to Tony Ramey's place down in Nashville, and we wrote the song In the Rough, keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, Canada in the Rough would like it, and they would pick it up. And as of January of this year, season 6, it's now the new official theme song for Canada in the Rough, which is aired on Global TV every Saturday and Sunday across Canada, and it's aired into the States on the Men's Network and into Europe.
Very cool. Congratulations. That must be a pretty good feeling being an outdoors person yourself.
Yeah, it is. You know, I've been teaching it for a long, long time. I don't get a chance to go hunting anymore. If I did, I was just a small bird, kind of a partridge hunter. My passion really is golfing. I'm a golfing nut.
Right.
With all this nice weather we got coming around the corner, I'm anxious to take the golf clubs out and get out. I'm just gonna be parking my snowmobile this weekend, storing that away. I can't believe it. It's not even the middle of March yet.
Yeah, I know.
Parking my snowmobile away. What a strange winter we've had this year.
Yeah, it's been different for sure. Now that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Brooks and Dunn. You got to open for them in Sudbury last year. Which is very cool. Now, it was also cool that you kind of did it in your own unique way. You got the gig. Can you sort of tell us how that came about and how you pulled it off?
Well, we had heard on a radio station up here in Sudbury that Brooks and Dunn was coming to Sudbury Arena and the tickets were going to go on sale, and it was at the beginning of December. My wife got on the phone or the internet. I can't remember how she got them, but we ended up buying two tickets to go to the show. So then I have a good contact with the radio station up here, and I called them, and I said, who's opening up for Brooks and Dunn? They said, they haven't announced an opening act yet. So I called my contact, Gil Grand, down in Nashville, and he forwarded me off to the agent out of Calgary that books Brooks and Dunn here in Canada, Mr. Ron Sakamoto. And I've met Ron before. So I called him up on the phone, and, you know, I expressed my interest of opening it for Brooks and Dunn in my hometown. And he told me to send him down a package, and you could imagine the amount of people that were probably applying to open up for Brooks and Dunn also.
Yeah, for sure.
So I sent him down my promotional kit, and he looked it over, and he really liked it. And I said, well, let me work on a few other things. So he wasn't sure what I was getting at. So I got Travelodge here in Sudbury to get me my accommodations. I got another sponsor, a lovely lady by the name of Tina Junkel and Associates is a financial planner here in Sudbury. She came on board and said, I'll pay for all your band's wages and traveling expenses. So when I called back Ron, we put a real good marketing plan together. Media-wise also, we contacted newspaper, TV, radio, and what my sponsors and saying, this is what we'll do if you give me the opportunity from Brooks and Dunn. And bottom line, even if I had all the money in the world, if bottom line, he needed to feel confident enough in me as an artist that, you know, that I can pull off the show, and I had good material. And I've been doing this 12 years full time now, so I've had the exposure of playing live.
Sure.
And so I got the phone call one afternoon from Ron saying, I got some good news for you. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. He goes, how would you like to open up for Brooks and Dunn in Kingston and in Sudbury?
Wow.
You've got to be kidding. Yeah, so they were only doing 4 shows in Ontario, and 2 of them were casino dates, and they don't have opening acts at the casinos.
Right.
So I ended up opening up for Brooks and Dunn in Kingston and in Sudbury, 2 completely sold-out concerts.
And what a great memory that'll be because, of course, they're breaking up, so they're not going to be touring much longer. Did you get a chance to meet them backstage and talk at all?
I did. When Brooks and Dunn came up to Kingston, I know that Ronnie Dunn had been feeling under the weather, and he had gotten a touch of the flu, so I didn't get a chance to meet the guys in Kingston. Completely understandable because they knew they still had another 3 shows ahead of them. But I did get an opportunity to take photos with them and talk with them behind stage up in Sudbury, and what a bunch of nice guys. So down to earth, man. I wish I could have, the type of guys where I wish I could have, brought them out to my dad's cottage for a night. And I know that, we would have probably hit it off. they were the nicest guys that, it was an honor to meet them, let alone to be an opening act for them.
Very cool, Larry. Let's turn back to the music now from your RPM CD. The song is called Boomerang, which was released as a single last year, I believe. Do you want to talk about the writers on the song and any inspiration behind it before I share it with our listeners?
Well, it was a song written by Gil Grand's brother, Jake Matthews, in Calgary, and he came up with this. And Gil was the one who pitched it to me when I was in Nashville. He goes, listen to this song that my brother just wrote. And he played it, and it was a demo, and I said, oh, my God, I love the song. I loved the feel, the beat of the song. The lyrics were kind of really fun and catchy with it, and that was one of the first songs that I picked for the album, and I thought guaranteed we're going to release this to the radio, and that was the big song that we released across Canada last year in with all the promotions that was going on tour with the Brooks and Dunn concert, and it worked out really well.
Very cool. Well, we'll share it now, Larry. This is Larry Berrio and Boomerang from his RPM CD here on In the Country.
As far as the next town.
And there is, safe to go now, I think, Larry Berrio and Broomeray from his RPM CD. No extended version there, eh, Larry?
No. That was the radio-friendly one, nice and short.
Yeah, very cool. Great energetic song. Now, I'm gathering, I know your CD is made up of, I think, is it all up-tempos?
Exactly. When we went into to Nashville, the one thing that I wanted to do was to release an album with no slow songs. And I know that ballads are, a number one hit maker. One of my favorite artists is Keith Whitley. I absolutely love the guy. But I just wanted to make my first upcoming CD something where people can just put in their CD player and just play song after song, and you can play it at a barbecue outside and not have to skip any slow songs or make a compilation CD of a bunch of fast songs.
Sure.
And I've been getting a lot of good feedback on that, saying, wow, this is really cool. And even when we were in Nashville, they said they can't recall of anybody ever making a CD with no slow songs on it, especially for country.
It's kind of a cool idea, like you say, if you're at a party or if it's a bunch of guys or whatever and you don't want to stop for that slow romantic song, it doesn't always call for it, you can throw this CD on and you're safe.
That's it. And what you heard between Rockin' and Boomerang, the entire album is like that, except for one, which is called Wheels. And it's a medium-paced song, but it's definitely not a ballad. But it's really great. I'm really proud of the turnout of it. The musicians on the album are by far just incredible. I got Jason Aldean's band backing up the entire album down in Nashville. There was a guy by the name of Dan Dougmore that played the lap steel on my album. And that morning, he played on Hannah Montana's album, which was Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
And in the afternoon, he played on Taylor Swift's album. And later that afternoon, close to the evening, he played on my album. So it just
very
goes to
cool.
show you the caliber. Yeah, the caliber of players that were on the album are just unbelievable.
Oh, that makes such a big difference, doesn't it, in the end result? So when you heard that end result, you must have been pretty impressed.
I was really, really impressed. I was excited. Needless to say, I have an incredible band that is based out of Kitchener, and I'll tell you, these guys lifted all the licks off the album, and when we play it live, it's something to be really proud about. Our live show is really incredible, and I think that's something that I strive for a lot is, doing the live show.
Now, in the live show, along with all the energy and all the up-tempos from the album, for the live shows, do you have slower songs you put in for the folks? Or is it nonstop?
Not often. Depending where we're playing, we did a charity function in Sudbury at the auditorium, and we raised funds for the autism intervention program up here in Sudbury. And that evening there, yes, we did pull off some slow songs. So it all depends on the type of show. If we're doing a festival, chances are you're not going to hear a slow song come out of my mouth.
Do you have a favorite all-time classic country song, one that you either like to cover or that you just enjoy listening to?
I have two of them. Don't Close Your Eyes by Keith Whitley. Absolutely love the song.
Great song.
And yeah, they're just what an amazing artist. I'm a big fan of Wade Hayes, and one of my favorite kind of up-tempo songs to listen to is People Like Us by Aaron Tippin.
Oh, yeah, out a few years back, yep.
Yeah, I love his style, and I love the song that he came out with, and it was just really my style. I loved it.
Yeah, he's a great artist. He's not on the radio much lately, but one of the great 90s artists, Aaron Tippin, great tunes.
Oh, yeah, he did come out with some pretty incredible albums. Absolutely.
Now, have you had a chance to, obviously over the years you've gone to concerts, is there any that stand out in your mind, either from back in the 80s, you mentioned seeing Alabama and Restless Heart, or as current as today, any concerts that really stand at the front of your mind?
I've had the opportunity to see a lot of concerts throughout my life, and I've been very, very fortunate. I've seen Brooks and Dunn, Dwight Yoakam, I've seen Garth Brooks, I've seen a lot of great country artists. But I'll tell you, one that really, really got to my attention a lot was I'd seen her play at the auditorium in Sudbury, and that was Jan Arden.
Nice.
And what an incredible show. She was just really blew me away because it was a concert where you really sat down and you really wanted to listen to everything. And she had the stories and the jokes, and she was part comedian and part artist. I'll tell you, she's incredible. I love the jazz and the blues. I love Michael Bublé, yeah. Diana Krall. That's the majority of stuff that's in my CD player when I'm traveling. There's a French artist by the name of Francis Cabaret from France, which I absolutely love his music. And I think when it comes down to making a real slow song, it's going to be a compilation of a kind of like a real classic blues tune to meet Keith Whitley kind of a thing, if I can pull it off.
That would be cool for sure. Something a little different.
Yeah. So, I think that's along my style. But the album itself, my type of country, that if you were to pick up RPM, it's along the lines of Aaron Tippin, Trace Adkins, Jason Aldean, that type of country.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. And by the way, I about Jan Arden, I saw her at Massey Hall, I guess going a couple months back, and you're right, she was just terrific. What a singer and what an entertainer as well. So great Canadian talent.
Incredible lady. Absolutely.
Yeah. Terrific. Now, if you could record a duet with anyone from the either country world or pop world, any female artist out there, Larry, can you think of someone you would like to do that with? It could be an up-tempo female duet or slow.
Well, I hope Shania Twain's listening to the program right now because that'd be something else.
That'd be your first choice?
You know what? I'm just not because she's who she is today. I think I have a lot of respect for Shania Twain because we kind of come from these, small Northern Ontario communities. But not only that, she did what she wanted to do with her music. She had a hard time in Nashville, and I remember when she first came out with her first album, she was touring with Toby Keith, and
right. The
record label told her that her songwriting wasn't strong enough to be on her album. And she was really heartbroken by that, and I remember seeing I read up an article on her and seen an interview and she was really devastated and same with Toby Keith at the time, the record label, where they were both under, they both recommended Toby Keith and Shania that their songwriting skills weren't strong enough to be on their album. Well, look at where they are today.
Yeah.
Obviously, Shania Twain met Mutt Lang and they obviously had an incredible music career together.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't last as a marriage, but I think that musically, I think they made magic. And sometimes those things just don't end up being a long-lasting relationship. I really commend her for what she's done and where she is today, how she toured. Yeah,
it's amazing in both those cases that you mentioned, Toby Keith and Shania, talking about their songwriting, and yet. Obviously now they have gone on and songwriting is sort of their signature. I mean, Shania is known for the song she's written and that unique sound. Toby as well. So it just goes to show you, I guess, each artist, as you said, has to follow their own path because that's what's going to lead them to success.
Absolutely. And there are some artists, like Garth Brooks. I remember when he was on tour and he was doing his world tour. There was one year he toured over 300 dates in one year. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable to take 55 days off. The guy is a machine. He was a terminator of country music to go and tour that many days.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Shania Twain proved to the world that she didn't want to go out and tour and play in other people's songs. So she wanted to make sure she had a couple of albums under her belt that she could play all of her originals all night. And a lot of people gave her flack saying Shania won't sell enough albums if she doesn't tour. Well, she proved people wrong there, too. She sold a pile of albums. And there's a lot of different artists that I like for specific things they've done, like Dwight Yoakam and how he's really stuck to his guns and made music the way he wanted to. And there's one of the artists that has never lived in Nashville. He still lives in California.
Amazing.
Yeah, so not that I have anything against Nashville, but it's just I want to do something. I'm excited. I'm going to be going back to Nashville this year to work with Gil Grin and to work on a brand new album again. and I'm
nice.
Really excited about it. It's incredible. But I do want to do, you know, again, another album, and I thank Neil Grant for letting me be a part of. I told him that I wanted to co-produce my album. It's the first album that I've ever co-produced, and he says, absolutely, you know what kind of style of music you want, so let's get you involved. So he really kind of, took my hand and showed me the right ways of doing things, and we came up with an album that I'm extremely proud about.
That's awesome. Well, we're talking with Larry Berrio, and his current CD is called RPM. We played a couple of tunes from it, one of them Rocktown, which you can check out on CMT. It's the current single at radio and, of course, the current video at CMT. Be sure to check it out and request it often as you can. We also heard Boomerang from the CD. Before we wrap things up, Larry, do you have a favorite song that you can pick one from your current CD, one that has special meaning to you or you enjoy playing live?
Rocktown.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's the song that's being aired right now. It's a song that means a lot to me because I wrote it about my hometown of Sudbury, but it's dedicated to the men and women that work in the mines. And after you spend time with miners and you go underground and you get to see their side of the story and how they work, it really brings another side to everything. So it really brings a lot of value to that song, which I'm really proud about. The video itself, without the sponsors, that were able to make this possible for me. You know, the city of Sudbury got behind me. The mayor of the city of Sudbury showed up on the video shoot. And you'll see all of my sponsors when you go to YouTube or on CMT.ca. You can see the making of the video and the actual video that is being aired on CMT right now.
Very cool. And people can head to LarryBerrio.com, last name, B-E-R-R-I-O. And is that the best place for them, Larry, to either download the CD or find out where to purchase it?
The best place to get it, you can go to LarryBerrio.com. The easy way to remember, it's Larry Berrio from Ontario. I got that nickname when I was touring out west, and it kind of stuck to that. So
I
Larry
like that.
Berrio.
Yeah.
Well, my logo is actually the Ontario license plate with Berrio written right on it, with my name above it. So it's pretty cool.
Very
cool.
So you
go to my website, LarryBerrio.com, and at the bottom of the webpage, you'll see where you can actually purchase my albums, and it's through MusicMax.ca. We do have them in selective Walmarts right now as we speak. But the easiest way, depending, you could be anywhere in the world right now, and go to MusicMax.ca and, it's painless. You buy a CD and they ship it to you immediately. So it's a great way of getting a copy of the album.
That sounds great. Well, Larry, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you and to share your music. And thanks so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Dave, I really appreciate your time. This has been a great opportunity. And thank you for featuring me in this half-hour interview here. And I really appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Been a pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Larry Berrio. Special thanks to Lauren and Joe for getting things set up. I'm Dave Woods. That wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of